signify their presence. All members have voted. Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 senators present this morning. Senator Rohde is excused from a call until 10:30 a.m.
Members of the House are here to report. You have the floor, gentlemen. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. President. Speaker of the House has appointed Mr. Miller and myself to inform the Senate that the House adjourned on January the 26th at 9:25 p.m. until January the 9th, 1984, and the whole House wishes you a very successful interim period.
Please convey our best wishes to the Speaker and to the House. We appreciate your appearance, and we wish you a good summer, gentlemen.
Thanks,
see you
Mr.
next year. Secretary, certify the journal. Is there a journal certified?
Yes, I wish to certify as to correctness.
Please proceed.
Out of the journal for the 161st legislative day with the following correction to page 1557. Delete paragraph 3, insert. Senator Josephson gave notice of reconsideration on House Bill 109.
Senator Rain.
We've been asking unanimous consent that the journal be certified for the 161st day with the correction noted on page 1557.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction? Are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
There are messages from the House.
Messages of June 26, the House passed CSSGR1 rules relating to the proposal by Congress of an equal rights amendment. This has been sent to enrolling. The House failed the following. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 3, extending the life of the Blue Ribbon Commission on the State Personnel Act, CSSB 98 Finn, supplemental appropriations for financial assistance to municipalities, unincorporated communities, and other recipients. And they failed House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 215 Finn, and returned Senate Bill 215, authorizing the use of Alaska Permanent Fund Income to pay longevity bonuses, amending the longevity bonus program and the permanent bond dividend distribution program. The House concurred in the Senate amendments to the following, thus passing Senate CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 31, Resources, Protection and Preservation of the Kenai River. Senate CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 27, Resources, requesting the state to collect and use information on trapping for land use planning and land disposal. SCS for CS for SSHGR 28 State Affairs, Processing of Native Allotments. SCS CS House Bill 109, HESS, AMS. Persons 16 or 17 years of age who are charged with unclassified or Class A felonies and amending the Children's Proceedings Waiver Provisions. SCS CS House Bill 130, Homesteads. SCS House Bill 157 Rules AMS, expand the right to petition for a local option election. Second, SCS CS House Bill 163 Jude, harassment of persons lawfully engaged in hunting, fishing, camping, or trapping. SCS CS House Bill 184 Rules, issuing a certificate of title for vehicles exempt from registration and exempting mobile homes from registration. SCS CS House Bill 302 Rules, state housing loan and state alternative technology loan programs. The House passed CSSB 168 Rules, Alaska Power Authority, with the following amendment, House CS for CS for Senate Bill 168 Finn, MH, and waived engrossment and returned for consideration.
Senate Bill 168?
Yes.
The House has amended Senate Bill 168. Senator Ray?
President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to committee substitute for Senate Bill 168 rules and ask the body to vote yes.
Question is before you. It's the home.
Yes.
You have the floor, Senator.
Yes, sir. Mr. President, we prepared a section analysis for the member's desk on 168.
They have restored the sit and equity clause up to the $5 billion. The Senate had passed it at 3.5. They kept the Senate date of 1991. They also authorized Terra Lake, which is new, and they authorized Chester Lake Hydroelectric Project, which is also new from the Senate version. And then Section 3, which is that new court case that the state of Washington just went through, the Power Authority and the Bond Council have approved all of these amendments, and I think the body should vote yes on these.
Ready for the question? Question is, shall Senate Bill 168 pass the Senate as it's amended by the House? You may proceed. Have all members voted? Does any member desire to change their vote? Secretary, close roll.
Show 16 yeas, 3 nays, and 1 excused.
Senate has adopted the House amendments. You may proceed. Senator Ray.
I move that the roll call vote on the passage of the committee report be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Objection. Ordered. You have the roll. You have the floor, Senator.
Go have a brief at ease, please.
We'll be at ease.
The House passed CSS Bill 108 Resources, establishing the Tanana Valley State Forest and a program for the management of the state forests and forest lands of the state with the following amendment. House CSSB 108 Rules MH and return for consideration. Engrossment was waived and they attached the 28-page amendment.
Mere 28-page amendment, Senator Ray.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate concur in the House Amendments Committee substitute for Senate Bill 108. I withdraw my unanimous consent and ask the body to vote yes.
Questions before you, is there debate? Questions? Question is, shall the Senate adopt the House amendments to Senate Bill 108? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
Roll shows 14 yeas, 5 nays, 1 excused.
The amendments have been adopted by the Senate. You have the floor, Senator Ray.
Vote on the concurrence is the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, sufficient vote. Effective date clause has been adopted.
Those are the messages received to date from the House.
Is there further business on the Secretary's desk?
Yes.
There is none.
Yes, there is, Mr. President. Reports of standing committees or special committees?
Yes. Yes. Sure, we'll be at it.
We have special committee reports.
Third conference committee report. Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, the conference committee with limited powers of free conference considering SB 208, extending the termination date of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, and SB 208MH recommends that Senate Bill Number 28MCC, page 1, line 12, change 1987 to 1985, be adopted. Signed, Senate Member Senator Ferguson, Chairman, Senators Kelly and Mulcahy. The House members did not sign.
Senator Ray.
The Senate accept the House amendments to Senate Bill 208 and ask the body to vote yes.
We've discharged the free conference committee first. Please put that in the record. I have discharged the free conference committee. Senator Eliason.
We do not accept the report. What's the status of the bill?
We don't have to accept the amendment or the House bill. You have the floor, Senator.
If we don't accept the House amendments, the ABC board is sunsetted. It's terminated as of officially as of July 1st. But there is a consideration that they'll have a year to wind down.
You have the floor, Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, so I understand fully what the House, and I don't have that bill in front of me, so the House bill said the sunset date was June 30th, 1984, is that correct? So that they really have through June 30, 1985, if This bill is passed. If we don't pass the bill, they'll go through June 30th, 1984. Is that correct?
That's correct. Thank you, Senator Rain. The question before us is, shall the Senate concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 208? Is there debate? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 excused.
So the Senate has concurred in the House amendments to it. Is there an effective date clause on that bill?
Yes, there is.
Move that the roll, the vote on the House amendment be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
Objection, so ordered. We're under unfinished business. Under unfinished business, I wish to appoint under my office a special committee on employment practices. Senator Ray is chairman, Senator Helford, Senator Lyason, Senator Bennett, Senator Fakes. I think they'll need about 3 meetings this intern. Are there further items before us on unfinished business? Are there items under announcement of committee meetings? Are there items under special orders? You have the floor, Senator Gilman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent to have the privilege of the floor to present a gift.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I know that this body isn't long on formalities and presenting of gifts at the end of a session, but many of us view each other differently, and I think that I have found a gift that at least expresses my view of the floor leader. I think it may also have some concurrence on the floor. If you would, Mr. President, give me the latitude. I'd like to present a gift to our floor leader, and I'm going to open it to make sure. That
you have the privilege. In fact, we demand that you do it. At this time, I would like to have Senator Ziegler and Senator Sturgiolowski call upon the governor and tell them that we are in adjournment for the first session. And I would like 2 members to call on the House, Senator Gilman and Senator Fakes, to tell the House that we are posturing for adjournment, if they would. Body can stand at ease.
We've called on the Speaker of the House to deliver the message. He wasn't there. We had a note typed and left for him.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Senators. Still at ease, awaiting Senator Ziegler.
Reporting. Senator Sturgiolowski and myself, we have told the governor we were ready to adjourn. He suggested that we stay around for 3 days, bring the House back, and take care of some of our unfinished business. We said thanks very much, but no thanks.
Thank you very much. Senator Josephson had an offer of that this morning also. We are ready to entertain an adjournment just as soon as Representative Kopanen has a chance to. Good to see you. Senator Ray, you have the floor.
Mr. President, just if I might have the liberty contrary to popular opinion and possibly some of my actions, I would like to commend every member of this body on their courtesy, their professionalism, and their competency. And I, for one, would like to tell you all that I am proud to serve with you in this body. So if there's no other business to come before the Senate, Mr. President, I move we adjourn to 10 a.m. January 9th, 1984.
We are adjourned.